I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. Contract talks have broken down between SEPTA and the Transport Workers Union, and the union says a strike, in their words, is imminent. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
With contract negotiations stalled, Local 234 President Will Vera told reporters he's close to calling a strike.
I'm tired of talking, and we're about to start walking.
The two sides have been negotiating since Local 234's contract expired November 7th. The union representing city bus, subway, and trolley operators says it's been seeking what it called modest raises and pension increases. National Union President John Samuelson says SEPTA, because of its lack of movement, is bringing this strike on itself.
The patience is over. A strike is imminent. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It may happen tonight. It may happen tomorrow. It's imminent.
SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush says the union's pension proposal would be a significant expense for SEPTA to take on. Bush says there hasn't been much progress on that issue in the last few negotiating sessions. Still, he says SEPTA wants to keep talking.
We are certainly ready to resume contract discussions as soon as possible. Our goal is to get a fair agreement in place.
But there's no word on when the two sides will get back together.
KYW's Mike DiNardo there. Police are investigating what they describe as an attempted murder-suicide in the city's Parkside neighborhood. Inspector D.F. Pace says that officers were called around 10:45 last night to an apartment on the 4900 block of Parkside Avenue near the edge of Fairmount Park. Inside the apartment, officers found a woman who had been severely beaten and shot in the head. She was taken to a nearby hospital in stable condition, and she underwent surgery. Police say a man was found in an alley next to the building with a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. He was pronounced dead at the scene. According to Inspector Pace, witness statements suggest the man, believed to be the woman's boyfriend, assaulted her and shot her inside the home in front of their children before leaving the apartment and taking his own life. A woman is behind bars after police say she hit an officer with her car yesterday, then fled a traffic stop in North Philadelphia. As KYW's Sonny Morgan tells us, the woman also crashed into two homes.
This all started just after 2 p.m. near the intersection of Marshall Street and Lehigh Avenue, when officials say they were conducting a live stop on a red Chrysler. During the live stop, a department policy that allows officers to impound a car for serious traffic violations, an expired registration, or lack of registration, a 20-year-old woman behind the wheel reversed and hit the officer's car. Officers then directed her to put her car in park, but they say she shifted into drive and hit her officer who was standing near her driver's side door. Police say she fled the scene northbound on 6th Street before crashing into two homes on the 2800 block of North 8th Street. Saeed, who lives next to one of the homes, says his aunt was outside when it happened.
When I came outside, I just saw the car there. And then, like, when I started getting more information, like, the car almost crashed my auntie, and my auntie's like, beat the girl up.
Police later arrested the woman at a nearby hospital. They say she faces several charges, including assault on police.
KYW's Sonny Morgan there. More than 13,000 adults have re-enrolled in college in New Jersey as part of a state program that helps people finish what they started. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more on this.
Some college, no degree from New Jersey's Office of Higher Education helps former students get back in the classroom. Secretary Brian Bridges says it's important for the state to help them take the next step.
And so they need a little bit of help and incentive and guidance to help them get reengaged. And so this initiative is designed to help them get reengaged with college so that they can get back on the pathway to earning their degree or credential once and for all.
While more than 13,000 students have begun the process with this initiative, Bridges says there are more than 800,000 people in the state with some college credits who have not finished school.
The state is here to help them build a better future for themselves, for their families, for their communities, and for the state writ large.
Bridges says these investments pay off sixfold for the state in the long run. There are more than 22 schools participating in the program. Visit the New Jersey Office of Higher Education website for more information.
That is our South Jersey reporter, Mike Daugherty, and that is the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.